Every day's a good day. Stop wishing. Every day's a chance to drift away. Drift away. Every day's a good day for fishing.
Get to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching On Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
Shane joining us from Tackle World for another edition of What's Catching On Air. Now, mate, things are definitely on the up. People are out and about. People are going fishing. The numbers of fish coming in certainly on the up as well. With the weather improving, now's a great time to go out.
Yeah, it is, Ben. There's been so many more reports this week and heaps more different fish getting caught, and that water's getting warmer. Days getting longer. It's going to be good.
Absolutely. Well, what's happening out towards Elliston Way? Are there still decent salmon?
Yeah, there are. Yeah, so off those beaches, Seringa, all the way to Mount Campbell, there's salmon all through those beaches there, anywhere between 1 to 4.5 kilos.
Not bad.
Bronze whalers that are following those salmon as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few big ones in the mix there as well. So if you want to have a bit of fun, you can hook onto one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Gummy sharks as well. They've been caught mostly from Taylor Beach.
Mm-hmm.
The jetty up there, that's got some really big garfish and quite a few good numbers of them. Tommies and some really big squid as well.
Fantastic. So basically, go for your life out Elliston Way, really.
Yeah, yeah. Boat fishing is probably red hot.
Yeah, sweet. Take the boat up, why not? Just tell the boss you're crook or something. Coffin Bay, how are we going in the bays?
Slowly getting better and better for the whiting in there. There's still a lot of small fish there, but there are a few more legal ones being gradually caught. Salmon trout are just about everywhere. Tommies are there as well. There's some better numbers of garfish. I've had a few good reports of flathead in the bays there as well, and you don't hear of too many flathead this time of the year, but yeah, I've had about 2 or 3 groups come through and they've caught flathead there, and they're decent fish too.
Happy days. How's Farm Beach looking?
Pretty good. So that's been good for some time now. I haven't heard of any bad reports, just a few here and there where people, I don't think they really knew that much how to fish, haven't been fishing that much. But look, I've heard of reports from many areas there. There's whiting up to 40 centimetres in some spots as well, so there are some better than average fish out there.
Yeah, sweet.
There's squid, flathead, tommies, salmon trout, garfish, gummy sharks, bronze whaler sharks around as well, all through that Farm Beach area.
What about offshore?
There's been a few reports of nanigai, blue morlong and sharks out from Point Sir Isaacs. I'm sure there would have been quite a few people out there this week, so we had a couple of good days there. Monday,
yeah,
and Tuesday,
sure.
Weren't too bad for it that way. And shore-based fishers, Gunya and Greenlee Beaches, they're probably the pick of the spots for salmon. And also the rock fishers fishing up around Coles Point, Frenchman's and Point Drummond, they're getting a mixture of snook, whiting, tommy, salmon trout, garfish, a few flathead.
So it's pretty quiet, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah.
How's Port Lincoln looking?
It's not too bad. So the jetties are firing for squid, so there's been quite a few squid caught. Whiting as well. Probably the Curtin Point jetty, I've heard of some good ones being caught there, sort of close to that 40-centimetre mark.
That's
and also the rocky areas surrounding in that area.
Mm.
There's a few kingfish still around. There's some brim. Yeah, the brim have also turned up in the marina there as well. So there's a bit for the shore-based fishers.
Yeah, sweet.
Out in the boat, we're getting better reports now of whiting, particularly Sporting Cove and a few areas in the proper as well.
And that'll just keep picking up as time goes on, eh?
They will, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they're definitely here now in the bays. It's just a matter of finding where they are. You just got to move around a bit. But there's some pretty good reports last couple of weeks.
Sweet.
Garfish are starting to show up too as well, and some decent numbers. Snook and squid, yeah, they're around as well, so you'll have no problem catching them.
Perfect. If you're further down the coast, what are you looking at?
Down at Carcass Rocks and Taylors, there's been some really good reports of whiting down there, but they are hit and miss, so you might get them one day and nothing the next. But there are squid and snook down there. They're a lot more reliable, bit of a backup down there for you. And Thistle Island, that's pretty reliable for whiting, and there's some big ones down there.
Yeah, cool. And what about offshore?
Really good. So there were some good reports during the early in the week. Big nanigai, blue morwong, sharks and Samson fish. And if you can get out there, it's well worth it.
How are we going on the Sleaford coast for those salmon fishers?
Still pretty good for salmon down there. If you know where to look, you're going to find them.
Yeah,
but
cool.
Anywhere from Wanna right through to the salmon hole. There's been fish there most days. We're in for a bit of windy weather coming up. Probably won't be as good down there. But yeah, when you get that wind that backs off and the swell backs off, it's there's quite a few salmon down that way.
Yeah, sweet. What about Tumby?
The group's still very good for whiting. There's plenty of whiting out there. There's trevally as well, snook, squid, and a few garfish. In the bay, pretty good for garfish there, big ones. There's a few whiting, there's some snook and squid there. And off the jetty, you've got squid, snook, garfish, tommies, and the odd whiting.
Fort Neil, Arno Bay, the whiting fishing, is that going all right still?
Yeah, I've heard some really good reports from both those areas, especially on the whiting.
Mm.
There's been some big whiting as well, sort of up around, not quite 50 centimetres, but there's been some big ones, especially up around the Arno Bay area. There's squid, snook, a few garfish as well. The jetties, you've got garfish, tommies, and squid mostly, but there should be some snook there as well.
Good old spring,
it
eh?
Is. Yeah,
it's just nice that, you know, the weather starts to warm up, the fish start to really come on the bite, and, you know, it's going to get better and better as well.
Yeah, wait till next month. It'll be really good.
You beauty. And our product of the week this week, it's a Shimano clinch, I believe is the term for it.
Yeah, so this is the brand new Shimano. They call it the Clinch Flash Boost.
Clinch Flash Boost.
Yeah, so they've got a few names in there.
It's a classic Japanese name, isn't it?
Yeah.
As many adjectives as we can put together, let's combine them all. It's like Turbo Active. It doesn't mean anything individually, but you put it together and it sounds great. And this looks fantastic.
It's, look, there's a different feature of this squid jag, and no other squid jags have got it.
Mm.
This has got like a little little flash mechanism that's inside of it, and it when you move it, it puts out this big flash. So it's like almost like a little mirror that's on the inside of it,
and it's hung by springs as well. So it like you touch it, and this thing doesn't stop for about 5 minutes. The entire time that we've been doing this, it's been sitting there just jiggling away.
You've got to see it. You've got to see it to actually understand what we're talking about. But this. There's been a heap of reviews on this. I've heard a couple of months ago there was a few that were getting around Shimano giving a few of these out to people to use.
Yeah.
I had one particular person that was able to use it a few months ago, and he said they are absolutely awesome. The results from people that have been using them in the last couple of weeks since they've been out, they've said they just absolutely killed the squid on them. So
fantastic.
There's only limited numbers of these squid jags as well, so there's not a lot around. There's been such a big demand for these squid jags. There's only certain sizes as well. The ones we've got in stock are the 2.5s, which are perfect for off the jetties.
Yeah, for sure.
And a lot of the jetty kids, they've been grabbing these and they've been out squidding a lot of people.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
So where can we come and find you to have a look at these flash bolts? And you need to be quick because they won't last.
Yeah, we've only got a limited amount. Probably sold out half of them already. And I don't reckon they'll last much longer. Probably maybe a week or two they'll be gone. But we're on 1618 Howlett Place, right across from Centenary 48.
Definitely come and check out the Shimano Clinch Flash Boost. God, that's a good name. Thanks for joining me, Shane. Appreciate it, mate.
Thanks, Ben.